Patrick. It'll just probably be a couple minutes.
Try it over the 850-442-850. Nobody answered back. I don't know if you've got that one programmed in your radio or not.
I couldn't hit it from where I'm at.
North.
Say again?
It's still a little farther north.
I'm kidding right now, so it's just probably too far for me.
I'm going to pick up my first load this morning. I pick it up at Duncan there and carry it over to Donaldson before I go to Williamston. Pretty short day. But they usually have something that goes from our office back over to the Duncan location. So I backed on the hours.
I really hate it when the roads get wet and you can't see the lines anymore.
Set up on the mountains. And they came through and they redid the road and repainted the lines. I was like, wow. You're pretty much on the ball right before it washed out. Now they're going to redo the whole thing.
They repaved 85 South, and they must have used the Walmart paint or something on the roads, because you can't see it once it's painted.
There's a temporary solution until they get in there with the real expensive reflective stuff. With a little grinder, and grind out the little spots for the reflectors to go into.
They're going to do the recessed reflectors, or they're just going to put the ones that they glue to the top?
If they don't do the recessed ones, every time it snows and they scrape it, they always scrape the reflectors up.
Cycles will cause problems with the recessed ones because, you know, water gets in there and it freezes and it just breaks them out. Snow in 2011 down in Seneca in Oconee County, they had to go and put all new reflectors down because they scored themselves a snow plow, and the plow just ripped up all the reflectors, and they didn't even realize it until spring, so they had to go through and tar down a whole bunch of new reflectors.
They went with the reflective high-dollar paint, so they could forego getting the reflectors put in.
Better they'll do whatever saves them the most money so they can pocket more.
Somebody will make money on it. They're pretty bad about that. Of course, they're doing all that construction work on everything, but like right now, the center line is about wore out. You can't even see the fog lines because they're covered up with dirt and stuff. Well, working good.
I had the truck one time since I got it back, but it seems to do fine.
And not really designed to be sitting. So, got to hit a rock in a hard place when you get multiple vehicles.
About 7,000 miles on it in the last 2 years, so, you know, it doesn't get driven much.
Kind of lied to the insurance company when we switched companies, and they want to know how many miles you drive per year. And I'm up between 8 and 12, and we had the wife's car a year now, and it's already coming up on 16. So, my bad.
Company gets the mileage from the state because, you know, you have to report your mileage when you get your safety inspection. And so they, you know, whichever company is doing the safety inspection, you know, all the shops report that mileage stuff to the bureau. So the insurance company will just get it from that. So I can't lie to them about it, but, you know, it's only a couple thousand miles a year. So I've been paying the lower rate on it since I moved to Shelby.
I'll be chargers by mileage on the road tax.
Tracking everywhere you go in the meantime.
Want to do that safe driver discount thing in you? Plug it into your car? No, I'll pass.
Companies are lobbying hard to make those things mandatory.
That's all.
Good morning, big brother. NC9B.
14AZ, is it Eric and maybe Leon, is that possible?
Highly probable, I'd say.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Down a little bit now and seeing what we're going to have for weather. I think we might be cloudy.
We are cloudy and a little rainy.
Can you recognize that?
This morning, coming out and seeing wet pavement. That's is unusual.
We had to deal with that. Yeah, Dave, it didn't really rain. It was just a mist, kind of, but I don't think, you know, we hadn't had any rain since the storm.
In Shelby over the weekend, overnight, I think it was either Friday night or Saturday night, so I had a little sneak preview of what rain might be like.
Yeah.
Rage Gex. Morning, dude.
Should have known you were in there eavesdropping.
To get across the state line, now I'm running this cattle chute down here.
Mountain.
Dealing with idiots and no brains when it's raining.
Do they?
It's that way.
Only voters.
Yeah, better get out and do it today.
6 this morning.
Voted.
Dude, I think most everybody probably did. The people get to vote, right?
Rights of the dead.
I hope I don't vote as a Democrat.
Stands now. I know I'm not going to do it as a Republican. I mean, as I'm alive.
Yeah. Call guys, WCJKT.
Here, NC9B.
Today.
Dickie's weekend.
I've been in there with you a little. Where are you heading today, Patrick?
This is my Cherrydale route.
By now.
Food for lunch today. Oh, change up.
Mexican today.
Oh, is that what that is? I knew it. I thought I was Asian.
Phrase, is that it?
Over at Puerto Vortes there next to the movie theater.
At what? Across from like Olive Garden?
Backside of the shopping center.
Over there, call Fazoli's.
Beach Gex, I don't.
Used to have one in Charleston. We used to love Fazoli's.
Where the shop center he's talking about, I don't think it's been gone a while. In 4A's Eddie.
The place we miss is Chi-Chi's. Remember they used to have Chi-Chi's restaurant? The Mexican chain. We just love that place.
And cheese.
As Captain D's. We love Captain D's, but they're slowly closing them down one by one. I'm not a big fan of, what's the other one? Long John Silver's.
Right, Long John Silver's.
Yesterday that TGI Friday filed for Chapter 11 or 13 bankruptcy.
On our way down Friday, we stopped at Mabry's there. Not Mabry's, what is it? What's the one there you drive by all the time, Patrick? On 25.
Silver Bay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we stopped there and had lunch. It was good.
Pretty good.
Burger on the way back. Not a big fan of Whataburger.
Never had one of those. Not too good.
Anymore, isn't it?
We didn't get sick.
Gotta switch vehicles and I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4H Gex.
Straight up.
NC9B. I'm trying to remember the college town. We came back from Shelby. Not Shelby, Stone Mountain Ham Fest. We stopped and had a Whataburger. We haven't tried that. Let's try that. It was all right. I got the burger and the wife got something else. I can't remember what it was. She got onion rings and I got fries. We swapped them.
We went to Five Guys over here in Easley. And it was close. It was, I don't know what they're doing. They're shut down, though.
Maybe a remodel or something. My wife loves Five Guys. I like the burgers. I don't like the price. Fries.
I liked, Vicky doesn't care too much for, but I always liked the look that cookout.
Yep, wife and I, we like cookout. Did you hear about the piggy park in Columbia burning down? Yeah, I remember driving the mayor of Charleston there. Left to meet President Jimmy Carter one time, and we stopped at Piggy Park, got barbecue, and they went across the street and ran into the Magic Market there. Back when they used to have the Magic Markets, and they got a six-pack of beer to drink on the way back while I was driving. It's a family tradition of people standing all outside there watching the place burn down because of the memories they have there. They ruled what the cause was. I just saw that caught on fire.
It was that did that. Of course, they reopened in another place.
Andersonville called Sumo. It's a Japanese restaurant. And man, the scallops were out of this world. Just great seafood, excellent price. And they caught on fire and burnt down. I think the jury's still out on that one.
Well, mysteriously burned, don't they?
Of course, on the reverse of that, got a little cafe there in Charleston, Andersonville, the Mustang Cafe. I was working nights one night. I saw some smoke rolling out of their vent. So I called the guy at home, woke him up, says, "Hey, is your place supposed to be doing this?" He came down, and apparently their exhaust vent had caught fire, had a fire in it, and if we went and caught it, it would have burnt the whole place down. So he just let it air it out. He was actually able to open up that day, that morning, and serve, but yeah, I saved their business. And, you know, police officers started as a fire watch. That was the whole job of the police officers, to watch for fires around town. Kind of took me back to the old days there.
You driving now?
Back to trailer, part-time, but I'm in my truck now, I head over to the office.
If you had the rig, if you were driving a big rig or not right now?
Yeah, pick it up when I get to the office. At the day cab. I don't have a sleeper on it.
Yeah, I'm right.
I hold it the 2 days a week, but, man, sometimes they want me 3 and 4 days a week. If I wanted to do that, I'd go back to a full-time job. I want to be retired.
Well, but you must still enjoy it.
Enjoy the work. Actually, I enjoy the extra money. It allows me to go to Hamfest, like Stone Mountain, and pick up radios and coax and whatever.
Stone Mountain this weekend.
My wife made an overnight trip of it, and Patrick and Gary, they came down for the day. And a good old trip. We met up and had a good old time. Since it's that it's kind of scaled down a little bit, it didn't seem to have as many vendors as they normally have. And, I mean, they had a good fair amount of tailgaters. It's always a fair amount there. But the Orlando still tends to be a little bit larger, the Hamcation one.
Hamfest in a long time. It seemed to me like they were, when I went, the prices that they had for used stuff were just too high.
Verify, it's still the same. High prices for used stuff.
KO4, HKX, I agree.
When Gary does the, Wednesday night when he has that little, what do they call it, traders, whatever, flea market?
SwapNet.
That's right. Yeah, the word escaped me. But, yeah, that stuff's high.
It's the same thing. Like, well, I guess, you know, it's amateur gear. You know, not going to find it anywhere, but, you know, like a lot of things you can buy brand new, but. Like that 2-meter beam that we have, Patrick, you can't buy that anymore. I guess MFJ bought it from Cushcraft, and MFJ's out of business now.
And that's a good antenna.
Yeah, it is. I like it. It's probably a terrific find and excellent price. Eventually, I just had worked my way down that way. Y'all have gotten ahead of me.
Bought one when you were down there.
A 13B2 Cushcraft 2-meter beam, 13 element.
Did you get it new or used?
But I mean, it's like new shape. for it now.
Well, those are pretty small beams, aren't they? They don't really take a big rotator, would they?
Well, I don't... Probably wouldn't want to put a CV type rotator on it. Of course, knowing me, I probably would, just to see how it do.
Block Chevy.
Maybe a little wind load up there. It's got a lot of elements that hang out on one side, not so many on the other.
Chef beams and all, but they had actually used a car rear end. I don't know if it was a Ford or Chevrolet or what it was, but it was actual rear end they used for turning it.
And I'm here working. Let me swap out vehicles, fellas. I'll be back in shortly. And C9B. Figure that matter.
Should be around for a little while. KO4HKX.
Hey there, Leon. Take care, Patrick.
Rattles.
In the truck, though, I mean, it's just in kind of that, I guess that mechanical sound steady.
I guess I have really never heard it on from the other side.
You can tell the difference between your excursion and that. A little bit of difference. Not bad, though. Like wheels.
A vehicle with wheels.
We started going to this place. It's over there. It's not far from where Joey's is over there. You know where Smithfield is?
Yeah, I do.
Road from where Joey is, a little Mexican restaurant, Cancun. It's a small little restaurant, but it's really good.
The Powdersville area, I don't get over that way a whole lot. I'm kind of limited on where things are at.
It's closer to Powdersville than it is, say, 123, but it's between them. Church is.
I think I know where you're talking about now.
Over there called Smithfield, and they're right down the street from the golf course.
Did you get your deck all done yet?
I did get it pressure washed what we wanted, but the problem is we were going to do some staining on it, but it won't dry out because every morning we're getting dew, and then by 2 or 3 o'clock when it's kind of dried, it's too late to start, so... We're doing stuff inside, painting, and it's just, we're starting in the upstairs, working our way downward. We got some help, too.
I hate painting.
See, Vicky loves doing it. She does wallpaper and stuff, and like, I'll come home and from being gone all day, and bathroom be wallpapered a different color. Doing that kind of stuff is it's kind of boring, but we've got some people that are actually going to run the brush and stuff, and we're starting upstairs doing that and carpet, and we're working our way downward.
House remodel.
So I think we're gonna, as soon as we get done with this, we're gonna do all the windows. We're gonna have somebody do that, but I think we're going to probably go ahead and do upstairs, downstairs, HVAC, get all that out of the way. So all this stuff is, we built this place in around 90, and we're on borrowed time with all the heat and air and the paint, and, it's mostly hardwood in our bedroom and one of the bedrooms upstairs. She wanted carpet, everything else hardwood, but we're just doing, it's just... I think we've got to deal with a roof, too. It's time for that, just about.
Yeah, it's time for a roof on mine, that's for sure. Been there since 98 and hadn't had a roof yet.
Our first roof, I did it in 2007. I put the first roof on it after, original. And this one's still working, but we've had a lot of storms come through here it just looks like it's taking its toll. I think it's dying a little bit early, but we're going to have to do it next.
Decide if I want to want to go with a shingle roof or metal roof this time.
I've got a metal roof on my building here, and I really like it. It's called a standing seam roof. It's a great roof. It hadn't dripped anywhere. And through all these storms we've had, it's just been, and then we were talking about it. I said, you know, it's a lot more for that roof. And I told Vicki, I said, well, whatever roof we put on will be our last one, I'm sure, you know, at our age. Or by the time it needs it, we won't care. We'll probably be in a nursing home or something, but we're debating on the metal to match the building or not.
To match anything, I don't know. I like the looks of a metal roof on the house, and then like to set up outside on the porch under the metal roof and listen to it rain.
Hey, really, a metal roof is the way to go. I think it is. I think, like you said, they look good too.
It seemed to hold up really well too.
Should have done the roof first, probably. I'd say that a smart person would have done the roof or did anything.
Well, you know, modeled the inside of our house, 3 years ago. Redone the kitchen, the floor, and everything but the carpet in the master bedroom, in the bedrooms. That's the only thing we haven't redone yet, and it needs to be done.
With the idea, we've got tile in the kitchen, and everything else is hardwoods, and we're kicking around, go ahead and hardwood the kitchen too.
That, I don't know what you call it, laminate floor, not fake hardwood, whatever. That's what we've done. But not the little thin stuff. It was, I don't know, it's 3/4 inch thick stuff. So it's pretty thick. And I like it so far.
It'll match the rest of what we've got. I would go that way too, to simplify things. Cut down on the, because ours, we had to go through all the sanding and clearing and all that, you know.
It's not hardwood, it's locked together stuff, but it looks like hardwood, and like I said, so far I've been real happy with it.
Well, that's good stuff.
Probably good stuff it is. There's some cheaper stuff out there, but like I said, I've been 3 years with this, and so far I love it.
Some of that stuff's got like a 50-year life.
That I ain't found much scratches or messes with it yet.
Tough stuff. My youngest brat, she had that put in her first house throughout the whole house, and that stuff is mean. You won't scratch it.
I haven't scratched it yet, but I did dent it.
Heavy on it.
My toes out of the way before it hit them.
Talked about, we didn't. It's not out of the air yet, but we're considering putting what do they call that? That new stuff they use. It's a composite. I forgot the name of it on the deck. The deck flooring.
It's called either, but I know what you're talking about.
Legs and maybe an arm.
Last time you got to do it.
The board, how many boards at one time we'd have to do it, and I thought, good Lord. It just in wood alone, because, you know, those, it one way is 16 feet. It sticks off the house, and the other way is like, I think 40 feet or so, or something like that, 45. And that's, man, it'd take a lot of that stuff.
That's a lot. Either way, a lot of lumber or whatever that is.
I mean, what I did, we had a couple of boards that were And I wonder about today's board quality, because I had to replace 5 different boards around the perimeter of the deck. They just kind of died out from within.
One of my friends, he's a builder, Sunday, and he was saying the lumber is not near what it used to be. The grain is not what it needs to be or what it used to be, and it twists up and just don't last as long.
They're growing trees fast now. Have you noticed that?
Talking about the growth rings were too spread out and weren't tight enough, and the lumber just wasn't holding up.
Our trees, we've noticed them going back and forth to the beach, how the trees are coming up when they plant them. But man, that's fast. It's like today's chickens. You know, they grow a chicken 5 times as fast and about twice the size.
I hate to see some of these chickens with the size of the breast on them that they're selling in the grocery store anymore.
Maybe that's where all these mass shooters come from. Maybe they eat a lot of chicken.
The thing, the food we eat is not really food anymore.
It's funny. You know, what they say about cheese, today's cheese is like so many molecules away from...
Pretty much. I know I was watching some stuff yesterday, and it said the Kraft Single had no real cheese in it.
You know, like going to the beach and eating shrimp. Then you come here and we go to, like, Vicky will want to go to Silver Bay. I'm like, why don't we just save our shrimp eating when we go to the beach? And I said, I don't like these. They're synthetic shrimps, what to remind me of. Not right.
Definitely tell the difference.
Come with us.
To do with it.
Buying up all the farmland so they can feed us synthetic food.
They don't want you to be able to grow it yourself. They want you relying on them.
Monsanto, you know, that's some strange stuff going on there too, that Monsanto. If the wind blows something over there into your farm, or the birds come over there and put it out on your farm or whatever, and they find out you got some on there, you in some trouble. Any Monsanto on yours, they can take your place.
Hadn't heard a lot about that one.
Some interesting stuff. It's
we've talked about it. Google will bring it up for me.
Monsanto stuff's kind of frightening. Where's Ken at?
Okay. Ken is having some radio trouble and hadn't been on this week.
Where's Eddie?
Right along with you.
Patrick here.
Getting happy election day and drizzling a little bit, so something new. A little rain, but that's okay. We need it. W4FCM.
My 4AZE dude.
Wish it doesn't wake my wife up. I get up 6 and she does get up. She's not 6. W4FCM.
Well, good to hear you on here this morning, Fred. And I'm getting close to where I'm at, so if you need to call your son, I'll step aside.
He's not up yet. He will be shortly. It's raining. He can't do landscaping, so... Yeah, I lost our leaves again yesterday, so I feel like I'm run over by a truck, so I'm sitting here sort of shaking and turning. So, hey, good to hear Patrick and Shane, all you guys, W4FCM sign.
Good to hear you this morning, Fred. KO4HKX, and hope you can recover from your leaf raking adventure yesterday.
Every tree waits its own time, so we should all come down together, but I'll end up doing it 3, 4, 5 times. W4FCM. Hey, guys, be careful driving. Watch the dart and deer.
From them or something.
I don't remember if I asked you or not what you got on the agenda for today, other than house painting.
About it. We're, I spoke, Vicky said we're doing something. I don't remember what it was. She told me last night, so I can't remember now. Back lunch or something, I don't know. Yeah, that's a big deal, you know.
It's a big deal now because as much as it costs to go out and have lunch anywhere.
Decision of a day would be, you know, when we're finally about out of stuff to cook, she'll say, you want to go out and eat? And I'll be like, sure. And where you want to go? I don't know. And that's our biggest decision, trying to figure out where we're going to go eat.
Every couple's argument is where we're going to go eat.
I came up with an idea, and it seems to work. I said, okay, well, let's start with where don't we want to go? So we rule out all them and see what's left.
Down there where you're at, you got quite a bit to choose from. It wouldn't take much to rule out everything up there where I'm at.
Same way. I mean, we got everything's about junk. Occasionally to Longhorn, I know you guys got those around you.
If I do, I come down here or the one over in Arden, which is 30 minutes the other way, so half the other one the other.
I've noticed the past few times we've been to a Longhorn, man, even there, the steak is just terrible tough. The grocery store is.
I'm not a huge fan of Longhorn steaks. I don't like their seasoning.
Order it without the seasoning on it. Or order it without the seasoning.
Chicken tenders. They have some really good chicken tenders for a steakhouse.
Well, yeah, they do. But that's what Vicky always gets is some kind of chicken something. It seemed like that when she gets something she likes, and I like that, we'll come back, I'll get that again. And then they don't have it anymore.
My luck.
Blue Ridge Salad. It's like a wedge of romaine, but it's, or a long strip of it, and it's got blue cheese and bacon bits and all kind of stuff on it. It's pretty cool, but she likes to get one of those, and then they stop that, so I don't know if they do that anymore.
I like that too, the wedge salad.
Was it Blue Ridge? Is that what they called it?
I tell you, I just know that she liked to get that.
It's good. I've gotten one before too, and then we've been back. Well, we don't have that anymore. And then next time you go, they have it again. It's weird.
Well, dude, I am pulling in here to my next stop, so I'm gonna say 7:30. You have a good day, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KL4HKX, and I'll be clipping out 7:30.
Catch you later. I think I'm gonna run back up to the house. I have to come down to shop for the radio. That's where I got it down here. Because I stuck the antenna on the roof. But anyway, I'll catch you later, and be safe. N4AZE, clear.